Good morning. I'm Anna Sale here with Bridget Bergen and Nancy Solomon. Bridget, this week you were all over the news of Eliot Spitzer entering the city comptroller's race. What happens now?
The circus continues. Candidates needed to bring in 3,700 signatures. Spitzer came in on Thursday night with 27,000. So he's clearly got more than he needs. But that's when we get into the challenge process. And that's why the Board of Elections will be open all weekend long with people going through all of those petitions to make sure the voters are valid registered Democrats in New York City, that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And there can be challenges from many different people. One person who is known to be a Spitzer nemesis has already warned that he plans to challenge just based on the number of signatures required.
Those who say the limit is 3,750 under the city campaign finance laws will be proven wrong. State law says 7,500, and I personally guarantee you someone named Roger Stone will bring that lawsuit.
And of course, he identified himself there. That's Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a political consultant who plans to work again on the campaign of Kristen Davis. That's the madam who may have links to Spitzer's prostitution scandal. And it's just a flavor of the type of insanity that may go on for the next month. So we might not know until like mid-August who is the final slate of candidates on the ballot.
The other thing that I think was interesting this week is even talking to other candidates, they're all talking about Eliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner and that dynamic of them both running. And I think that's an interesting question going in as we look the long couple of months until November when we actually have the mayoral general election, once we're through a primary and once we're through a runoff. What is the dynamic of this circus going to be? One candidate I talked to this week, Adolfo Carrion, who is on the ballot on the Independence Party line, so he's a candidate already on the ballot in November, he says that this is going to work to his advantage.
Black socks, pants dropping, sexting and texting, body parts and the lies and the violation of public trust, all of that really helps our effort.
All of that helps our effort, he says, because he thinks he can emerge looking like the adult in the race at the end of all of this.
Adolfo Carrion is on that November ballot no matter what. And so these guys can duke it out in the primary, and Carrion's always going to be there come November.
And Nancy, while we've been dealing with the circus here in New York City, there have actually been some important policy issues coming out of the Supreme Court in New Jersey. They have to do with how Governor Christie wants to sort of remake the state. Tell us about two decisions that came out of the court this week.
Well, the first one was about building sand dunes along the oceanfront. So Governor Christie wants to build 127 miles of dunes because they are deemed protective during a storm of the houses that are on the other side. A couple had sued saying that if you take their view away, they're owed money for that. And basically the court said, well, the lower court has to revisit this case because if they're going to look at what the couple lost from the taking of their view, the jury should also hear about what the couple gained because their house was protected. Now, you know, and Governor Christie's been very clear. I mean, there are some concerns by property owners at the shore that once the government holds that strip of property where they put on the dunes, that they could build something else. And as you can hear, Christie has addressed this point over the months that he's been suggesting this.
I have no interest in building anything beside a dune on your property and then replenishing that dune when it needs to be replenished. I don't want to build a road. I don't want to build a bathroom. I don't want to build a shower. I don't want to build a hut. I don't want to build anything except a dune, okay?
He's saying there he's all about coastal protection. That's all he wants to build. What does he think about building affordable housing in New Jersey?
Yeah, well, that he's not quite so supportive of. So New Jersey has a landmark lawsuit that requires towns to, every single town in New Jersey, to build affordable housing, that you can't clump it in the low-income towns and have wealthy towns that offer nothing. And it has been battled over and battled over. It has been dragged back into court. And the latest round of that is that Chris Christie, in his first days in office, tried to eliminate the Council on Affordable Housing. And the state Supreme Court this week said that he can eliminate the Council on Affordable Housing, that he can't eliminate any independent agency set up by the legislature. That, you know, so this is a real curtailment of his authority as governor, which it doesn't hurt him politically because he's able to go out there and say, oh, this is an activist liberal court and they're overstepping their bounds. But it is a very important issue in terms of keeping New Jersey affordable.
So interesting. Nancy Solomon with New Jersey Public Radio and Bridget Bergen from WNYC. And I'm Anna Sale. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.